Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. The Home Loan Expert is a mortgage bank. That gives us a huge advantage over the brokers because we underwrite our own conventional and FHA loans. What does that mean for you? Lower rates and faster turn times. Although we now have that big bank lending platform, our customer-first approach hasn't changed from when I first started knocking on doors signing up loans. In fact, we'll still come to your home or office if you can't come to us. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The World Champs are back, ready to defend their title in 2017. Sunday, the Cubs take on the Cardinals on opening night. Our coverage starts at 7 p.m. First pitch, 7:35. Right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the playoff push is on for the Wolves. Catch a game as they host Cleveland Saturday night for trading card night and Charlotte on Sunday afternoon for bobblehead day, courtesy of CW50. The Cubs and Astros right now are scoreless in the fourth inning. Kyle Hendricks on the mound, rolling pretty easy through the first three innings of the game. The Cubs season opener is Sunday night down in St. Louis. The White Sox play in Milwaukee tonight. James Shields on the mound, first pitch at 7:10. They open their season Monday afternoon at home against Detroit. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they host Columbus tonight. Corey Crawford starts in net, puck drops at 7:30. AHL, the Wolves play at Iowa, game starts at 7. NBA, the Bulls are off today with Atlanta in town tomorrow. Tonight in the NBA, Indiana travels to Toronto. Detroit plays in Milwaukee, and the Heat host the Knicks. NFL news, the Bears have waived defensive lineman Eagle Ferguson. And PGA play, it's the Houston Open. Soon Kang shot a 9-under-63 today. He's in the clubhouse as your leader at 16-under. Russell Henley and Hudson Swafford are both in and six shots off the lead at 10-under. Coverage of the Northside home opener on The Score is presented by TuneIn. And this scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The first game on The Score is Sunday at 7 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Scott's Turf Builder, Halt's Crabgrass Preventer with Lawn Food. Prevent crabgrass all season long.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
That act or that band or that artist that is still doing it that they'd like to see before, they either quit doing it or they start to get bad.
LeBron James. When you're talking about one of the great sports, unique artists of the game, somebody who plays the game at a level or in a way for you or for your basketball-loving son or daughter, while he is still in full command of his faculties as a basketball player, that is a destination that's worth paying a premium. The streak ends tonight, though, right?
Wrong. The Bulls make it 20 straight regular season home wins here on TNT.
Bernstein and Golf, the new afternoon show on The Score.
Ryan Geltzeiler.
That trigger's going to have to be pulled because I don't know that next year you can come back if you're the Bulls and have Fred Hoiberg still be your coach and Jimmy Butler still be on this team. And Fred Hoiberg's under contract for another 3 years at $15 million. And Reinsdorf just got done last year eating money on Thibodeau and got very lucky not having to eat Thibodeau's second year. So I don't know that they're going to get rid of Freddie in all that much of a hurry, even though I think he's been very disappointing in that role over the course of the last 2 years. But I do think if you're going to keep Hoiberg, it's probably not a bad time to go rebuild. Because keep one thing in mind about Butler. Don't forget his contract. You know, he's under contract for two more full years. This is their big move here. And if they don't do this Butler thing right, I think it may be their last big move.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I mentioned before the break that there is a prominent baseball voice that is, well, maybe, shall we say, going to bet against the Cubs this year. And he does this every year, his For Entertainment Purposes Only newsletter. And it's Joe Sheehan, who has a bunch of bets, his prop bets, his over-unders that have stood out to him. And he goes with what he's recommending. And this is just on the list here. He says, Rays, take the over 78.5 wins. Take the over. He says, I am bullish on the Rays this year.
My pitching staff, man.
The rotation is the biggest part of it. Seven starters down through Jose De Leon and Brent Honeywell could be average or better in the majors right now. And you're also probably going to get a bounce back from their ace, who had just a weird statistical year in Chris Archer, who we know is a really, really, really talented
Odorizzi,
pitcher.
Alex Cobb, Blake Snell is going to come up there at some point.
Could you going deep on
Hey, man, I didn't buy pitching. That Lindy's preview for no reason. All right, every time I cop a squat on the toilet, I'm reading about the Rays or the Twins or the Pirates or something.
Good. He has the A's under 73.5 wins. He said, I think the A's are one of the very worst teams in baseball. Even if they end up better than that, say the bullpen repeats, they hit 200 homers, and the defense isn't a disaster, there's a lot of room for this bet to hit. The AL West is very tough, which should work to keep the A's win total down as well. Yeah, their defense, you're going to roll with Marcus Simeon as your shortstop. Yeah. That's
30 errors.
Pretty rough. Yeah, but he might hit 30 home runs, though.
No, yeah.
He's got the Phillies under 72.5 wins. I'm expecting the rotation and the defense to take a step backward. Which isn't Clay Buchholz a Phillies pitcher now? He said, which is why I have the Phillies as the worst team in baseball. The risk here is the team gets its better players on the field by midseason. He said, not officially recommended, but worth mentioning, Braves under 74.5 and the Yankees under 83.5. He says, now on to the props.
Okay.
He is betting the Cubs to not win the World Series.
Right.
At -600.
He won it last year.
He is betting Cubs to not win the NL pennant at -230.
Okay.
He is betting Cubs to not win the NL Central at +380. And he is betting Cubs to miss the playoffs at +725. Now, I say he. This is not. Don't. Bernstein, what are you? Don't get mad. It's Joe Sheehan.
Right. Get mad at Joe Sheehan.
And remember, he did this last year, too. We did the same thing right around this day.
Give me the reasons.
Last year. And he says, fading the Cubs worked so well last year, let's do it again. He admits being wrong last year, if you couldn't figure that out. He says, the closer we get to the season, and this is what's critical here, the more I look at the thin rotation and think about how quickly the Cubs could unravel with one key injury. He said, these bets are more about the value in the numbers, all of which are inflated, but there is some baseball reasoning behind them. I'm going to read that sentence again. The closer we get to the season, the more I look at the thin rotation and think about how quickly the Cubs could unravel with one key injury.
So if John Lester pops a shoulder or Jake Arrieta, with all the usage over the last 2 or 3 years, goes down. He doesn't believe that Brett
talking
Anderson.
Talking about biceps.
Yeah, just sense. Yep. If one of those guys, on top of the fact that John Lackey is old. Now, do other pitching staffs in the NL Central not have that one guy that goes down, that the domino effect of their rotation
ultimately happens. I mean, you still got Kyle. You know, you still got a couple of guys who can be the stopper if you're going on that 2 or 3 game losing streak.
You also have the resources to chase that you can. You won. Remember, it changes. You won the World Series.
Right.
You won it. So if you have to cash in a prospect to bolster this time during the window of your window, you do it. And they just might. If you have a God forbid situation and somebody drops, you can say around that deadline, all right, we're going to fix this because we can. And we have put a redundant system in place in our minor leagues because of draft class after draft class to have guys that we can move for major league resources as needed.
That's been the everything that I've read. It's been the common refrain of the Cubs pitching staff, and you know, not being leaky, but the fact that one thing happens, it might be an issue. Just like Lindy's, it says the Cubs have their long overdue championship and all the pomp that goes with it. Now Joe Maddon will have to figure out how to get back to the World Series with a veteran pitching staff that's been ridden hard for 2 consecutive seasons. The offense, led, of course, by Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo, is the best in the National League. So this, even if they do make the playoffs, this thing may look a lot different. And, of course, you got used to the defense and the great pitching, but this year might have to be about the slugging. You know, this team hit a lot of home runs.
If you're going to lead off Kyle Schwarber, right. And
this might be a different vibe this year. Might be a lot more 7-5s than there were last year.
Even though all teams hit a lot of home runs now.
Right.
That's baseball now.
Right.
Did you see the 20?
They got 5 guys who can hit 20 plus, right? I mean, 25 plus.
You see the 24% of the outcomes now. If you start looking at strikeout or home run, like almost a quarter of outcomes are some combination of strikeout or home run.
The entire game has become Adam Dunn. It was where it was trending anyway.
But
when you see Mark Reynolds, you know, strike out 250 times and not bat an eyelash, you can understand how the game is trending towards certain things. And evolution happens. I mean, in every single sport, there's a way where somebody's like, you know what, we don't have to try to win the old way, and then people start to pick up on it.
6-3-0 is mad. Like every other team, Joe Sheehan's great. This argument is worthless. Well, it depends how you think the team is constructed, and it depends, and I'm really can't advise or analyze from the gambling perspective. An expert would have to do that, but he's just looking at where those particular prop lines are set to have value in the bet. That's all.
Right. That's what you're looking for. If we're talking betting, you don't want something that's going to return even money. If we're talking about not making the playoffs and you plus 230 on that, you go, okay, cool. I'll slap down $50, $100 there and try to make your money. So, yeah, the betting skews it a little bit. It's not the same conversation we would be having.
He's not saying he thinks the Cubs are going to miss the playoffs. He's saying there might be good value in betting that the Cubs miss the playoffs.
You guys have listened to Terry in this time slot for far too long to not understand the fact that when we all did our picks every single year.
Chuck playing a little bitch.
Exactly. Right? He'd get mad at you if you picked the most talented teams in the division.
It always made me crazy because you're picking.
Right.
You're picking who you think is going to win.
I'm not
going to
go, that's Chuck. Well, it's not a bet. We're actually picking right or wrong.
Right. And I always felt sort of in between on that, like, well, wait, are you asking for our honest opinion about who we think is going to win?
Right.
Or are you asking for some way we think we can be more right than somebody else.
Get the value out of your bet.
Exactly.
So, you guys have been listening to Terry for far too long not to understand what Joe is trying to do here with the Cubs. And guess what? Joe Maddon said a week ago about Ian Happ, baseball has a way of taking care of things. And for everybody who wanted to trade Ian, trade him now for a starter. Well, guess what? You got an old guy as a utility guy in Ben Zobrist. We've seen what has happened to this team in the playoffs when Addison Russell sprains his ankle. Javi Baez is a young guy, but injuries happen and slumps happen as well.
And Schwarber is capable of running into a wall or taking out your center fielder. He's a bowling ball.
The game happens. Yeah. So before you start trading off every, you know, Candelario and Ian Happ, the game has a way of happening, and it's a long, long season. So anything can happen to these Cubs. Yes, they are the most talented team in the National League. Yes, they have the reigning MVP, and they might have another one in Addison Russell or Anthony Rizzo, but
The game's going to take care of itself either way.
Speaking of baseball, we are going to get an expert breakdown of the Cubs' divisional rival, the St. Louis Cardinals, and their idiot manager from...
We're going to talk to Ronji.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Yeah, we're just going to say hi to Ronji.
We're going to talk to St. Louis radio host Chris Ronji next on The Score.
It's finally here.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The World Champs are back, ready to defend their title in 2017. Starting Sunday, the Cubs take on the Cardinals on opening night. Our coverage starts at 7 p.m. First pitch, 7:35.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670, The Score. Official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Pennington. One Step Complete Grass Seed repairs bare spots in 2 weeks or less. Limping to the end of the regular season, the Cavaliers go into Chicago with plenty to play for and needing a win in the worst way, and they come out of it with a loss to a sub-500 Bulls team. The Cavs haven't played since Monday. They lost two in a row, and they were going up against a Bulls team that's currently on the outside looking in the sad sack East. So, Cleveland should have gone into their house and run them right out of the gym, but they didn't. So instead of playing some their best basketball when it matters most, the Cavaliers are playing some of their worst. LeBron is clearly frustrated, and he should be. And if his teammates are going to just stand around and wait for him to Hulk out, get them on his back, and carry them to another ring, they have got another thing coming to them. Kyrie Irving says now is not the time to panic. If I were him, I'd be looking for that panic button right now. I'm Jim Rome.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
CBS Friday. Mac is back.
Woo-hoo!
The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he going to stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This week on The Jake Brown Show.
The Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Hey, what's happening?
Melly Mel here. How good does it feel to be going back around the world performing?
Yo, I feel very fortunate because we have songs that last and stand the test of time. You know,
that's hard to do. You guys have been doing it 40 years.
When we do a show, our show is a show for all ages. You can bring your kids. It's a real entertaining kind of show. Be having fun with the crowd.
Download and subscribe to The Jake Brown Show at Play.it and iTunes.
CBS Monday, get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before?
Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not gonna say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Any other company were to open a bookstore in 2017, you would say, you are really behind the times. Catch up with the 21st century. But Amazon opens a brick-and-mortar bookstore, and we all say, well, this must be innovative. What's their game plan? So, Carol, what is their game plan?
This is their fifth store, the first one they've opened outside a mall. And what I really think it could be a lot about is interaction with the customer. You know, when you write to an email address or when you're sending things that are more impersonal than personal, what is it that the best thing to do is to see people in person. Watch them moving through a store. Watch how they touch a Kindle. Watch how they touch a Kindle Fire. And also see what books they're gravitating towards.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780, 105.9 FM, and on CBSChicago.com.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-estate advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Tom for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Here we go now. Chris Lange's our next guest. And boy, I don't like this tweet. We have other guests we could have put on. We wanted to talk to him.
And you got a tall Americano, right?
Yeah.
And what do we owe you?
Just about 10 minutes or so is probably all. That's all we owe him. Chris Ranji is on Twitter, at Chris Ranji. And he's a co-host on the Fast Lane at FM 101 in St. Louis. And all it says here, Nick Shepkowski says, our old co-worker is what it says.
Mm-hmm.
He's not that old. He's our former co-worker.
When he dresses
right?
up, he looks a lot older than he does when he's just wearing his hoodie or his, you know.
Oh, all right.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, you jerk.
Hey, jerk.
What's going on with you, man? How's St. Louis treating you?
St. Louis is all right, man. The job is good. You know, I'm here. My family's here, so I get to see those people.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's good and bad, though.
Yeah, I know.
It's still fresh, though, so it's good right now.
Here's what sucked about it is that I've lived with my mom for 2 months, and I love her to death. But I need to not live with my mom. So I'm actually moving into a new place tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to that.
Nice.
Except I hate moving, so it's good and it's bad. But everything's good down here.
Good,
Chris. I miss you. As much as I hate all of you, I miss you idiots.
Yeah. I understand the feeling. And Chris is on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run Inn in Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. So what kind of obstacle is the current incarnation of the St. Louis Cardinals, in your estimation?
What kind of obstacle? You mean for the Cubs?
Yes, I mean for the Cubs.
You know what? I don't think that they're a real threat to win the division, quite honestly. I mean, the Cubs are the best team in baseball, and I think they're the best team by a decent amount. So I don't think anybody here believes, well, with the exception of maybe players, you know how players are, they have to feel like they're going to win. I don't think anybody here outside of that believes they'll win the division. I think that at most they can win a wild card, and I think they're good enough to do that for sure. I don't know that they will, but they're a pretty steady team. You know, the Cubs are different in that they almost have too many players. And that's kind of that's been the thing for the last couple of years. They have. I mean, Javier Baez is not going to start probably opening day. That's how good they are. They have too many good players. The Cardinals, on the other hand, I think are in pretty good shape throughout their 25-man roster. But it's not like a bunch of great talent. It's steady talent. And I think in baseball, you can get away with that. You can win a wild card if you've got a team that's fairly steady, you know? And I think they're pretty comfortable with their pitching staff as long as they have good health this year.
The Cardinals have long prided themselves on doing things the Cardinal way and being fundamentally sound. And last year, that wasn't the case. Bad base running, awful at bats at times, even by some of their stalwarts, like guys like Yadier Molina. How do you get that back in line if you're Mike Matheny with this roster of veterans?
I have no idea. Everybody always talks about in spring training when something like that was bad the year before, they always say, well, we're going to make a concerted effort to be better in this area. We're going to work on defense during spring. I know they've limited mistakes during spring training this year and Grapefruit League play, but I don't know that that means they're going to be a better defensive team. I mean, they should. I don't think they're going to be a great defensive team, but as long as they don't beat themselves, and I know it's a cliche, but it's also kind of true, because last year they gave up so many extra runs, so many additional outs, and that will cause you to lose a lot of games. And I think that you could probably say that if they are better defensively, and again, they don't have to be great, just not stupid defensively or on the base paths, I mean, that's another 5 wins you get. And I think that's probably conservative when it comes to that. But I think that if they have done all the things they feel like they've accomplished during the spring and getting better defensively, then they will be a better team overall, because they were really, I mean, like you said, they were lousy in that area. In fact, that was the one thing that they were the worst at. Yeah. And in fact, I think they might have been the worst in baseball in both areas, both defensively and on the base path.
Well, you had a manager, part of this is a manager asking guys to do things on the base paths, or allowing guys to do things on the base paths they're just not good at, and jerking right. guys around with playing time and playing guys out of position. You know, just having Dexter Fowler there, just the fact that he's going to take stuff out of the right. hands of Mike Matheny.
It puts Grichuk in left field.
Right. Yeah. And all of a sudden, Fowler, who's not going to be an idiot on the bases, he's going to get on base, and he's learned to play a little bit deeper. He's going to play a credible center field. And you know that piece is going to improve things markedly. The guy that fooled me because of my sort of observational bias and small sample size was Ledmus Diaz. Because when I watched him, I saw spectacular defense. I saw him make eye-popping plays. And then what I didn't see was in the next game when it just ball right. bounces off his hands or he throws one in the dirt. That guy's skilled. And at a time where it seems that every franchise has got some young superstar shortstop, I'm not really ready to put him quite in that class, even though he's clearly talented.
He's very talented, and I think he's most talented offensively. In fact, the knock on him has been that his range isn't very good. And, well, the problem with being a defensive player with no range is that you're not going to get better at that. That's not a thing you can improve. You could probably improve your hand work and your footwork and all that stuff, but as far as range goes, you're not going to get a whole lot better there. So I think there's still some concern on the left side of the infield, which is probably why Johnny Peralta is going to play most of the time. Because as much of that side of the infield they could get shored up, I think they'll feel more comfortable. And this whole Colton Wong thing has gotten kind of weird, too, because I'm not exactly sure what they said to him at the beginning of spring. I don't know if they said, listen, man, don't worry about offense. All we need you to do is go play defense, and everything will be fine. And then he goes out in spring, and he hits like 190. And he doesn't really have a track record of doing well offensively in games that matter either. So I'm not really sure how he got handled. I wish we could find out at some point exactly what he said, but you've probably heard his comments earlier in the week where he said, I don't want to be a platoon player. I don't want to be a part-time guy. And my my thought initially was, you know what, just let him play defense because they were so bad defensively. He's pretty good. As much help as you can get in that area, just let him do that and not worry about offense. But I think you get to a point where if he's so bad offensively, you can't live with it, especially if the rest of the team is not hitting enough. So I'm really interested to see how that whole situation plays out because he's clearly not happy. And it doesn't sound like it almost, I don't know if they're being unfair to him or not. I don't really know. But it's a very odd situation that's really come up in the last week here. But as far as defense goes, that's one guy on the infield who could do it. He's really good there. And Diaz is decent. He's pretty good, but again, the range is kind of a problem for him.
I follow Dexter Fowler on Instagram, and he's having a good time with, you know, making sure his colorways on his Jordans now represent the St. Louis Cardinals, and he's got all the guys like Yadier Molina and those dudes popping up. So it seems like he's acclimating fine, but how is the aftermath of his comments on social media about his wife and her heritage and some of the things that they were scared of as a family during the travel ban from Muslim countries? How is that blown over? How has that been, handled? What's been the aftermath of that after it was out of the spotlight?
Yeah, that's not really the majority of people here. I mean, nobody really. Most of the reaction I heard about that and about what he said, and we talked about it a lot here too, is yeah, it's everything he said is totally fair. I mean, nobody here anyway felt like, oh, you know, he needs to keep his mouth shut and play baseball. I mean, you're talking about Facebook idiots. You know, we're not talking about like real people. We're talking about morons here, and I think every city kind of has that. Well, hell, Chicago's got it too.
No doubt. I mean, no doubt.
Yeah. And in fact, I mean, if you looked at the, and this is not making an excuse for anybody who said stuff about him because they're all idiots, but the Cubs fan page was the exact same reaction. You know, the exact same mm-hmm. story was the
That's
same
true.
Reaction from a lot of freaking idiots. And I think most people here felt the same way. You know, shut up, people. I mean, he has a legitimate concern because this is something that actually affects him and his family. It's not like some idea that he's got. I mean, there's a legitimate concern of traveling for him and being able to get back, or his wife being able to get back if they were to go visit family. That's legit. And I think most intelligent people understood that. In fact, all intelligent people probably understood that. It was really just the dumb people that did not. And there are a lot of dumb people in this country, unfortunately. Actually, there are, I don't know what percentage of people are stupid, but there are too many dumb people.
Well, Chris. All right, Chris, last thing before we let you go. Are they actually going to give a 35-year-old catcher $60 million?
I think they are.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah.
I think they are. But, you know, it's a 3-year deal. I don't care about the money, and I think 3 years is fine. My assumption is that by year 2 or 3 of this, especially 3, he's sharing a lot of time. And I don't know if he's going to be a – I would actually almost doubt if by year 3 he's a primary starter. So, you know, I mean, in terms of what a win will cost you in salary, it's okay. It's better than 4 years at, like, $85 million, which is kind of what I thought he was wanting. So I can live – if it's $55 million in 3 years, I can live with that. I think they can live with that. It won't prevent them from doing other stuff. But if we were talking, like, a 4-year contract and close to $90 million, I think that would have been really nuts.
Yar. All right, good luck.
Yar.
Good
awesome.
Luck. Good luck with the move.
Good to hear from you, man.
Hey, you guys want to come down and help?
Nope.
No.
Be about time you did something for me.
Nah, you got that.
No,
you got that big host money, man.
Yeah, hire movers.
Yeah, do yourself a favor.
There's an entire industry.
I have movers, but I wanted you to come down and help and do something nice for me for a change.
Nah, we're good. Yeah. See you when you come back up here.
Bye.
See you guys,
Chris Ranji. Hey, after an update.
Yes. What?
Okay. An entire cheerleading squad has been suspended completely by a university, a recent major sport national champion has suspended their entire cheerleading squad
for
some might have gone rogue. This could be a thing.
Okay.
So just stay tuned.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the playoff push is on for the Wolves. Catch a game as they host Cleveland Saturday night for trading card night, and Charlotte on Sunday afternoon for bobblehead day, courtesy of CW50. Right now, the Cubs lead the Astros 2-0 in the fifth. Matt Caesar with a bases-loaded walk in that one. Kyle Hendricks rolling along through four. The season opens Sunday night for the Cubs down in St. Louis. The White Sox play tonight in Milwaukee. James Shields on the mound, first pitch at 7:10. They open their season Monday afternoon at home against Detroit. In hockey, the Blackhawks host Columbus tonight. Corey Crawford starts in net. Puck drops at 7:30. AHL, the Wolves play at Iowa. Game starts at 7. NBA, the Bulls are off today with Atlanta in town tomorrow. Tonight in the NBA, Indiana travels to Toronto. Detroit plays in Milwaukee, and the Heat host the Knicks. NFL, the Bears have waived defensive lineman Ego Ferguson. And PGA, the Houston Open, Soon Kang shot a 9-under-63 today, and he's in the clubhouse as your leader at 16-under. Russell Henley and Hudson Swafford are both in at 6 shots off the lead at 10-under. This scoreboard update brought to you by TuneIn Premium. MLB opening day is here. Listen to every game live on the TuneIn app. And 670 The Score will be out at Twin Peaks in Oakbrook Terrace Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. for a college hoops appearance. Join The Score's promo team to watch the national championship game, play mini bags, and win some great prizes. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The first game on The Score is Sunday at 7 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I did.
You started to lose it there when you're talking about mini bags.
Yep. I don't know why.
Mini bags.
Sometimes they're better than big bags.
How many are they? Like, is it just across the bar top table?
Everybody has the same size bags.
Well, this is true.
You know? And we need to celebrate the mini bags sometimes. They need love.
Anyway, I don't know why that tickled me, Dan.
Okay.
Play mini bags and win some great prizes.
Maybe it's supposed to be many.
Mini bags.
We will play mini bags.
I don't know. Anyway, the Cubs are taking on the Cardinals to open up baseball Sunday night, and then it's right here on the Score.
I forgot your package, man.
Oh, man.
Sorry, I'll bring it Saturday.
Man, I've been holding it all day.
No, you haven't.
Yes.
I'll bring your squatty potty on Saturday. Nicole asked me the other day, she's like, what are you going to do with this? Is this for the other bathroom? I'm like, no, I got it for Matt. She's all like, all right.
Well, I've been holding it all day, now I'm going to go after this update's over.
All right, buddy.
Chicago Sports Station.
Not it.
All right, this is just posted at Deadspin. It says, last night, Coastal Carolina's athletic department announced that the school's cheerleading team had been indefinitely suspended pending a conduct investigation. Now, Coastal Carolina, that would be your college World Series champions.
That would also
the
be
Chanticleers.
The head coach who said he wanted some dogs. He wanted some dogs.
And I want to say, wasn't it Carolina that had many, many years ago the Carolina Panthers cheerleaders who got fired for
the bathroom stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Too much drunken fun in a bathroom stall.
No such thing as too much drunken fun in bathroom.
Between
isn't
cheerleaders.
That where Jake Arrieta went? No, Jake went to TCU. There's a Coastal Carolina guy on the Cubs.
Tommy La Stella, right?
Oh, there it is.
Isn't Tommy La Stella?
Look at these worlds coming together
All right, so Myrtle Beach news station WMBF noticed that the cheerleading team had been scrubbed from the CCU Athletics website, with their section now redirecting to the Spirit Teams page. Suspending an entire team of cheerleaders is a rather serious move, especially considering that the CCU squad was scheduled to take part in a national competition in Florida in April. They raised money for their travel expenses, but will be unable to go. The school was also scheduled to host a national cheer competition next week, but that has since been canceled. An unnamed cheerleader spoke to WMFB. Is that stand for like Myrtle?
I'm just. I was going to think so.
Myrtle F and Beach.
Right.
WMFB. And told them that CCU began their investigation into the team after someone sent an anonymous letter to the president of the university alleging that the team was involved in a prostitution ring.
What? Wait a minute.
In addition.
This went somewhere I didn't. Oh, a prostitution ring for a cheerleading squad?
In addition to a number of other shady schemes. A cheerleader who spoke on the condition of anonymity said an investigator with the CCU Department of Public Safety came to their practice Wednesday night. The cheerleader said the investigator explained to the team an anonymous letter was mailed to school president David DeCenzo on March 7th.
David DeCenzo.
Alleging that team members were involved in a long list of things, including prostitution, purchasing alcohol for underage team members, and paying others to complete their homework assignments. Now it gets complicated here.
Okay.
And of course, it's Horry County. Horry County police officers. H-O-R-R-Y.
This is the Onion.
Maybe
this
it's Horry. Maybe it's Robert Horry County.
No, it isn't.
Police officers.
I got a big shot for you after this story.
Met with team members, went through cell phones for evidence, and eventually released everyone, apparently telling the team they did nothing wrong. Police confirmed to WMBF. Wait, is it MFB or MBF? If they had it different ways
two
here.
Different, maybe it's two different stations.
That they were not investigating the allegations, which makes all discipline up to the university. Deadspin filed a request for any documents pertaining to the investigation, but CCU denied it because they're in the midst of an active investigation. The university commented, but wouldn't say anything about the cause of the investigation or suspension. Say, at this time, I can only confirm the Coastal Carolina University cheerleading team has been suspended indefinitely pending a conduct investigation. Cheerleaders and parents have expressed their disgust with the school. And this afternoon, the cheerleading team released a statement decrying the accusations as false, noting they've led to on-campus harassment. All we know right now is that one person made anonymous allegations about the team. The police investigated and found no reason to push the case any further. And yet the cheerleading team remains suspended at a key moment in their season, and the school won't say why. There is a missing part of this story. They had no anything. Hit us up at tips@deadspin.com.
Now, if you're gonna say that about the cheerleading squad, you have to understand what's gonna come along with this story. Like, people are going to start digging that don't work for W Mother F and D.
Tell you this, I'm optioning the movie rights.
Right. Like, this is
like right. I want to know right now who's got the movie rights or the TV movie rights. Something. This
like,
is,
there's one gangster girl who's like got all the dope sales. There's another girl who's like handling the. She's like the madam. Like, I mean, listen. There are hierarchies in every kind of grouping. Like, I've seen the top cheerleaders treat the bottom ones like crap before, or make them do things. And we've read and heard those hazing those hazing stories. But I thought you were going to get to the Monster Energy Drink NASCAR cheerleading story that's going on right now. It's NASCAR is NASCAR.
Those were the girls that Gronk was hanging with, right?
The Monster Energy girls. For the Win wrote about.
All right,
yeah.
All right, let's do that on the other side. I want to grab some phone calls well. That's Carolina and cheerleaders have some. They keep it fun apparently, but they may have done nothing wrong.
They may have done nothing wrong. Probably not.
Though. It's way more fun if they did,
dude. A prostitution ring, like that's. Like think you're just making a couple of bucks, like maybe, you know, selling alcohol to minors. You know, you go out and you go to the liquor store, if the liquor store is far away, and you buy up all the liquor and you stay on campus and you go, hey, instead of driving out there, you come to my dorm room, you can get what you want.
Service fee attached, but
coming to your dorm room and getting
some freshman
what you want.
Freshman shows up with the media guy, he's like, how much for that?
Right. Like, you're making little creeps, you know?
Is Amber here?
Yeah, like you got some 17-year-old redheaded kid who's just sitting there, he's got his glasses are half tilted on his face and not properly centered, and he's asking for things. He's like a menu, like, oh my God. Wait a minute. And now I want to enroll Jason at Coastal Carolina all of a sudden. That's unfortunate. Fathers, make sure you father your children, and especially your daughters, because there are some weird people out there. Coastal Carolina. Now, see, I got to put them on the list now. Schools not to get an application for.
All right, we'll do that, and we'll get to your Monster Energy girls showing some Monster Energy.
Yeah, there's a promotional video that went left that wasn't supposed to go left, and NASCAR NASCAR'd all over itself.
Fascinating. That and more coming your way on The Score.
Golfers, don't miss The Scorecard. 2 hours of golf talk with Ed Sherman and Steve Olkin every Saturday morning from 6 to 8. Presented by Geneva National Resort and the BMW Championship. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Did you know that over 50% of the loans that we've closed this year are FHA loans? FHA generally has a lower interest rate, lower down payment requirements, and you can get the most cash out. I've been the number one FHA mortgage loan originator in the entire Midwest year after year. Need an FHA loan? Why would you go anywhere else? Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Tennessee, residential mortgage licensee.
Your weekly horoscopes. Libra, even though others drive you crazy, being reserved pays off. Scorpio, what someone's telling you this week may be too good to be true. Sagittarius, people at work will value your friendship more this week. Same thing goes for that special someone you've been eyeing. Capricorn, you'll be called upon to settle a major argument in your group of friends. Aquarius, working ahead this week will make you shine like a star. And Pisces, do what you can to create a great date because romantically, you're on fire. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with a Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know what's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, the outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
Major League Baseball players staged the first collective strike this week in 1972. That same week in 72, Wilt Chamberlain played his last pro basketball game. This week in 1982, had the first NCAA Women's Basketball Championship. The first Soviet hockey players were permitted to play for the NHL this week in 1989. This week in 1990, Jack Nicklaus made his debut in the Seniors Golf Tournament. And this week in 1992, the NHL players began their first strike.
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not going to say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What's your favorite speed limit out there? I hope it's somewhere around 70 or something. What is it?
I am hardcore. I like to go as fast as possible.
Ooh, I like that answer.
That's not the answer that Gronk was looking for when he was talking to NASCAR's Monster Energy Girls, though.
No, he wanted a certain number.
One of his favorites. It's
divisible by 3. All right, so welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score. you want some fun? Follow him on Instagram. That is what happens when a child grows up. He is the Zoltar machine. He is big. He is Tom Hanks, but with more muscles. All right, so this is from For the Win. When the Monster Energy Girls debuted last month in the week leading up to the start of the NASCAR season at the Daytona 500, racing fans were outraged over their all-black corset-style outfits, which became more revealing as the week went on and took to Twitter to express themselves, criticizing the Cup Series' new sponsor, which took over for Sprint this season. Fans argued the women were dressed inappropriately for, quote, a family show, calling them, quote, hookers, and demanding they wear fire suits instead. Even some NASCAR drivers.
Fire suits?
Yeah. The pit suits.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I thought they dressed like firemen.
No, okay. That'd be different. Even some NASCAR drivers didn't know what all the fuss was about. So in an effort to tell their side of the story, Monster Energy released a video Thursday with the women being interviewed by Jamie Lynn Spears at the Auto Club 400 last weekend. It was as degrading as the Twitter comments, although not at first. After hearing all the negative comments from NASCAR fans, Monster Energy girl Mariel Lane described this experience as, quote, disheartening. Quote, we had so many fans coming at us with just like stereotypes and just really mean things to say based off of an outfit, which I didn't even think was really that bad, especially if you look at other pro sports such as the NFL and the NBA. If you look at their cheerleaders, I used to cheer, and I mean our outfits were way, way, way more revealing. Unquote. I spoke with Lane at the Daytona 500, and even when she's not in the video for her employer, she said she likes their outfits and offered the same perspective comparing the Monster Energy girls to NFL cheerleaders. But then, in the video, masquerading as a way for fans to, quote, get to know the real Monster Girls of NASCAR, men weighed in on the women's uniforms, and that's when it got weird. Nothing tells women's stories better than having men talk about them like they're objects. Immediately following Lane's soundbite is a clip from freestyle motocross rider Jeremy Steinberg, who praised the company for trying to use the Monster Energy girls to appeal to a younger NASCAR audience because,
wait,
quote...
motocross rider Jeremy Steinberg?
Yes, yes, okay. Yes. You guys like motocross and NASCar,
okay,
as well.
Just checking.
Look at him. He's gonna banish him from Judaism.
No,
all
I'm, just,
here.
I'm just.
Yes,
I'm just
Jeremy
confirming.
Steinberg.
Okay.
He says that he likes the fact that
that whole racing series is all beige Lincoln Town Cars. See, with the wrong turn signal.
There
line.
It is, folks. maybe a Buick or two in
28
there.
28 miles an hour.
You're an awful person. So he says, quote, without chicks, you ain't bringing in young people here. Unquote. Obviously, the only reason people watched the Super Bowl was for the couple quick shots of cheerleaders before a commercial break. But while trying to share the story of the women who are viciously attacked on the internet for wearing outfits, some found too revealing, which is a strange thing to worry about for adult women making their own choices, Monster Energy let Steinberg keep talking. He argued against them wearing fire suits like Miss Sprint Cup or Miss Coors Light did. Quote, that defeats the whole purpose of having monster chicks at the race. Like, that's what dudes want to see.
He's truth-telling.
No, I'm saying, yeah.
This is some of that uncomfortable truth-telling, which is why...
Understand what your product is.
And when it's not just the product, that the murky water is when you start talking about, well, it's objectification. When you have a team of beautiful women called the Monster Energy Girls... you're putting them out there ostensibly to be looked at.
Yes.
They're not doing anything else, right?
No, they're not. They're not helping with the race. They're not out there informing people about, you know,
teaching
the rules.
Seminars.
Yeah. Okay. So he says, quote, like, that's what dudes want to stare at, not some chick in a effing fire suit.
Yes. Go get him, Jeremy.
On the video that is supposed to be making people feel better about what they're wearing. This pattern of the women telling their stories only to be interrupted by a man continues throughout much of the video. Also, calling adult women chicks shouldn't be a thing anymore, but sure. As Amanda Mertz explains, she used to work for NASCAR as a brand ambassador prior to becoming a Monster Energy girl. She's abruptly cut off by a clip of Cup Series driver Kurt Busch, sponsored by Monster Energy, saying, quote, what do I think about the Monster Girls at NASCAR? It's a must-have. It's a must-win, and it's a perfect situation. To be fair,
so they're just a commodity.
Right.
Then.
To be fair, Busch's explanation about what the women add to the track was far better and less creepy than any other man's. He focused more on how they enhanced the fan experience. And Danica Patrick also had comments about this, but it was buried 6 minutes into the video. But this is one of those things where, unfortunately, this happens, but you should have expected nothing less. I mean, we're a long ways away from where you want to be in terms of putting promotional girls out there and not expecting this to happen to them. You know, unfortunately, like, we still live in a world where ring girls happen, where there's a young lady in a bikini walking around.
I'll tell you what round it is.
As if you don't know what round it is, like those things still happen. You know, Laura Oakman has talked about women, you know, being fired for their looks. Meanwhile, we've got Vern Lundquist out there looking like, you know, the human form of Jabba the Hutt, and nobody's saying anything about it. So, yeah, it was just interesting to me that people would comment this freely and this openly on this kind of subject, even though they understand the climate these days.
This is West Side Sam on the Score. Hello, Sam.
Oh, wow. NASCAR can't fill their stands anymore, and all they want to talk about.
All right, you know what? We're not. Every time he calls, he's got.
I didn't hear him.
He's got something. It's fine. It's just here. Sam, I'm going to put you back up, and just without any preamble, let's get right to it. You're on the Score.
Oh, how you. You were talking to Chris Rondeau, miss him, about the fielding problems the Cardinals were having. How much can you honestly improve that through hard work and practice in the offseason?
You can improve your hands. You can improve your throwing. Like Ranji said, you can't really improve your range because right. That's a function of your speed, quickness, athleticism, anticipation.
Yeah. If you're a guy that takes a lot of steps or you have a bad gait over there at short or third base, you're not going to get to as many balls.
In Northbrook, Patrick, you're on WSCR.
Hey, guys. I'm just wondering, is Chris Collins going to be the guy that takes Northwestern up to that next level to be that?
He just did.
Yeah.
I mean, because
how many more levels you want him to go, Patrick? Because I don't know if there's ever a Duke.
I want to be the Midwest Duke. That's what I want.
That takes decades,
yeah,
my man.
It takes a long time, and it will take.
Coaches don't rock like that anymore.
It'll take lower academic standards.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. If Duke can do it.
Duke lowers their academic standards significantly. Northwestern doesn't.
Oh, they do?
Yes, okay. Significantly. Yeah. Oh, come on.
And Coach, seriously. And Coach K's been doing it for 30-plus years.
Those guys seem to be academically, they all come from prep school programs.
No, they don't.
Who, the Duke kids?
Duke kids. I mean,
They've got,
even Jabari Parker went to, he was an excellent.
No, he was a terrific student, but there's other guys.
There are all kinds of guys there that wouldn't even get the first sniff at that school.
Well, what about like just the best of the suburbs? If he could just score that,
then you're going to lose.
Forget about where they're from. I'm just saying this Duke significantly lowers its academic standards for basketball players. Northwestern does some, but not as much.
I mean, I just figure if the football program can go from where they were to where they are now.
Where are they now?
It's just they're a bowl team. They're a bowl.
Yeah, but everybody's a bowl team.
They used to be 0-11 every year. I mean, they went from there to there in like about a 10-year span.
Oh, no. More than that. You had to get through Denny Green, and
Francis Payne.
It didn't happen in 10 years, man. I mean, Gary Barnett was a long, long time ago, and then there was some slippage after he left as well.
And while we're talking college basketball, you said that there was some stuff with a couple of coaches that are still involved here that we need to discuss.
Frank Martin said something that was kind of ridiculous, and Dana Altman's got some old demons that are rearing their ugly heads because he's made it to the Final Four. We'll get into it. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. You listen to the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Come into Lowe's and celebrate spring's arrival during our annual Spring Black Friday event. You'll find great savings on everything you need to liven up your landscape, like 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. And get a free bag of Stay Green Lawn Starter Fertilizer with a purchase of select Pennington Smart Seed. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Mulch offer valid 329 through 45. Fertilizer offer valid 329 through 410. While supplies last, U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/GoPhone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Any other company were to open a bookstore in 2017, you would say, you are really behind the times. Catch up with the 21st century. But Amazon opens a brick-and-mortar bookstore, and we all say, well, this must be innovative. What's their game plan? So, Carol, what is their game plan?
This is their fifth store, the first one they've opened outside a mall. And what I really think it could be a lot about is interaction with the customer. You know, when you write to an email address or when you're sending things that are more impersonal than personal, what is it that the best thing to do is to see people in person. Watch them moving through a store. Watch how they touch a Kindle. Watch how they touch a Kindle Fire. And also see what books they're gravitating towards.
For the best in